It started a little late. Doesn't mean I got to jump the gun on the intro music, though. Still still wait for that little before I even start talking shit. It's Jazz and Jesse at coming to you live at 8:43 p.m. Eastern. I think this is the first time that we've blown it like that. All my fault. All my fault. I had a good excuse, though. There's a neat feature where you can actually, instead of sitting here and starting the Spinal Countdown manually, there's like a scheduling feature. And, well, this afternoon I tested it at 4:30. If you were one of the lucky two people who were listening to the site at the time, you heard me play this countdown, do my little cut-in, and make sure that I could cut in and interrupt the broadcast. It all worked. But at go time, it didn't work. So, Jazz, Ethnarch, I'm sorry about that, guys. How you doing?
Sorry,
I was...
Apology accept.
I was at my son's first Little League practice of the year, so... It ran until 8 o'clock, so I got home at 8:13 and started the thing manually when it should have been already playing.
That's right.
It happens. It'll probably happen again.
Well, I was an hour late last time, so...
That's true. Yeah, you got daylight savings cooked.
Yeah, that's right.
Good stuff. Yep, so now we're here. We're here for more internet grug sports. This week I'm Johnny. So, J.O., when you take calls, you got to ask everybody, Team Jazz or Team Jesse, because this week I'm the conspiracy theorist, and I'm going to get beat up, because Jazz actually knows things. What else are we doing?
Do I have to tag Ethnarch in and then tag myself out so that it isn't unfair? I mean... I have to have half my show panel behind my.
That's
behind
true.
My back,
I mean, to continue the meme, the guy who's probably right and has more information than the theorist probably should have help double teaming. Like that's how it went with me. Like I had help beating Johnny down.
Oh yeah.
So I guess that's how it goes. But the number is 936-666-1488 to call in. There are a couple lines open, but you could probably just squeak in. To sit on hold for an hour and not get talked to.
I don't know. Spaceman 88, I don't remember whether he said he's calling in or not, but that guy has priority if he calls in.
Oh, it's not Jay. I think it's McStab. He says he's really tired. But his tan lines look great. He wrote that on the screening thing, so I guess McStab's got
good
it.
Good to know.
There we go.
Good to know.
Yeah, because you know what? I think Jay's actually on the road. I think he's in like
yes.
I think he's like in an airplane somewhere right now or in a car or something. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
So you are trusting the plan. You are an official narrative cuck when it comes to the Mueller report.
Oh no, my narrative is actually much worse of an outcome. It's the opposite of plan dressing. Yes,
no, you think that he just didn't find anything. There's no collusion. It's just over because, and that they've lost their talking point for 2020, the other side. It's a disaster.
No, that's not quite it. You're not gonna bait me on that.
I'm not gonna bait
See,
you.
That's the thing.
Really?
I actually think the outcome it's a Pyrrhic victory. I actually think that this is why Trump is not celebrating.
Yarr, like pirates?
It's actually Pyrrhic.
Oh,
isn't
it Pyrrhic?
The outcome is not
Pyrrhic.
Pyrrhic. Pyrrhic. Pyrite is the mineral, right? Pyrite. The fatal.
Yeah, but that's not what it's related to.
No, Pyrrhic is the who is Pyrrhus? I don't remember who it was.
King Pyrrhus and the Greek states.
Okay. I learned something new. See, I don't know everything.
I always thought
Pyrrhic victory referred to like fake gold.
No, it's like more victories like this and we're finished or something like that. He has a quote like that. I can't remember. I couldn't remember if it was biblical or I couldn't remember which ancient world RPG it was, but it's Greek.
It's King Pyrrhus of Epirus.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you, Ethnar.
Well, I stand corrected. No, so actually, my narrative is that it's much worse than it seems.
Oh, okay.
But it's bad for everybody. This was not a good outcome for anyone.
Mm.
There was no winner in this at all.
Okay.
But what I have a problem with is your notion
mm-hmm.
that Mueller was ready to pounce. indictments were ready to fly.
No.
And then Trump said, we're going to let lots of legal immigrants in. And Mueller was like, okay, we got a Jeb on the line. I'm going to let this one go.
That's not my narrative either. See, we strawman each other.
Okay.
No, my narrative.
What is your narrative?
My narrative is the never-ending, open-ended investigation into anything and everything was never going to end until they got some kind of capitulation, and they did.
But they didn't. But it didn't conclude. It's not concluded. It's not over.
You're talking about the SDNY and congress.
No, I'm talking about the House probes.
House probes are show trials. That never means shit. I discount that completely.
Republicans.
It's all political.
So wait, Democrats? Democrats are controlled opposition now too?
Huh? No. They're just campaigning. They're campaigning.
Well, but see, I think they're actually. I think they have the power to get the tax returns which the Trump administration desperately wants to protect. I think they have the ability to go after the Trump organization, which they don't want to have Weaselberg and some of these other characters called in front to testify. Now, the Trump administration can exert executive privilege with regard to these subpoenas, but they can't do that with SDNY, correct, Ethnarch? Is that right?
Well, it depends on what it's in relation to. If it's in relation to something having to do with the president as, you know, his official person, then there's an executive privilege argument to be made. But what we believe that SDNY are looking into are, you know, bogus charges of campaign regulation violations and stuff like that. But they may also be looking into a lot of the financial stuff for the Trump organization that, number one, predates the Trump presidency, and number two, activities that may have taken place by the Trump administration while he was president. And that stuff would not be covered by executive privilege.
Right. And that's the unnamed senior official. Those are the sealed indictments. We don't know who that is. It could be Trump. It's likely Kushner. But all right, hold on. Back up those then. Mm-hmm. So if your narrative is so what is your narrative then? What action did Trump have any effect on this? Why is Mueller seemingly letting him off? Or do you agree with my position that this is not really a victory here, that this is just getting started?
No, my position is the Mueller report being released as it is, with basically exonerated, but with that one little line in there as an insurance policy, he's not exonerating, so he doesn't step out of the line again. I think this is in exchange for not pulling out of Syria, doing nothing at the border other than window dressing, and the entire
the entire
focus of the Trump 2020 campaign is like a big giant George Bush mission accomplished banner. We have shifted from make America great again to keep America great. Did. I know, but hold on. Let me just lay it all out.
Nobody disputes that. Everyone here agrees on that.
I think that Zion Don is the trade off because, like, why? There's no other the whole focus of the Trump campaign of Trump the president was to be a revolutionary force against the so-called deep state, against the swamp. We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to do things differently. We're going to do protectionist economic policy. We're going to do, we're going to close the borders.
Which is still in place. We're going to close. That didn't
proceed. Well, we'll see about that. The border's going to stay closed.
That's what I'm saying. Let me stick a wedge in here, though. Again, this is stuff that we wanted that isn't getting done. From the standpoint of deep state and from the standpoint of even the GOP and Mitch McConnell and everybody else, Trump is still the person that they would love to just get rid of. Like, it's not like he's now this person that they can just do business with, because he's totally unpredictable. And he's going to be
predictable because of the SDNY stuff and because of that line in there. This does not exonerate the president.
But there's still a 300-page Mueller report that hasn't come out yet either. Like, that one sentence is sort of an opening for them to continue on with whatever they want to.
It's a huge opening. It's a barn door flapping in the fucking...
No, it is.
Oh, it is?
It absolutely is not a huge opening. That's ridiculous. It's absurd. The language of the letter states very clearly that there was no conspiracy, that there was no coordination.
Let me slow you down. You guys still think this is America. You're talking about there being like actual evidence
now
of crimes.
No, I'm not strong.
Like, when you say absolutely not, it's not a huge barn. It's a huge opening because it allows.
Well, he says that, but don't. It allow, hold on. That's not my position, though. That's Ethnarch's position. My position is they left the door open, just like you. I share that position with you. They left the door open so that this can continue. And they did leave that ambiguous language in there, yeah. Ethnarch, because, yeah, this was...
I know that's... I agree that's why they did it. I just don't think that it's going to serve that purpose that they believe that it's going to serve.
What purpose?
The purpose that allows them to have a strong rhetorical hook to conclude, oh, there was obstruction of justice, you know, after all. Because, I mean, the simple fact of the matter is that it's not the job of a prosecutor to exonerate anybody. The job of the prosecutor is to determine whether or not there is sufficient evidence to warrant a criminal charge, period. This was Mueller doing exactly what you're saying, Jesse, which is, you know, giving the Democrats a hook to hang something on. But mm-hmm. it's going to prove to be a very weak read, in my opinion.
Well, and that's the whole thing. The you guys still think this is America thing only goes so far, because this isn't they also aren't just going to be like, that guy over there is guilty because I'm a Jew and he's not.
No.
That's the end of the story.
No.
You know,
it's going to be he's guilty. This is a miscarriage of justice and we have to keep fighting.
Well, then why didn't they do that?
This, that.
Why didn't they do that?
Because we're staying in Syria. We're doing is Golan Heights belongs to Israel now.
No.
That stuff's all on the table. What do you think the deep state is?
There's way too many eyes on this stuff. That is not what happened at all here. If this thing had had been continuously updated, right? You know, based on Trump's various, you know, conurbations and perturbations and, you know, changes and so forth. That, you know, no, that's not how this worked. The reason, Jesse, that this didn't work is because this was all put on rails a year and a half ago, and it actually was not updated. It was not expanded to include all of these different things. This was a shot that they took, and it's a misfire. Are they going to take more shots? Yes. Was this a
coup attempt?
How is it
a misfire?
Attempt?
Yes.
It was a coup attempt.
We're on board with that.
So zooming out to the 40,000-foot level, though, why would they sacrifice the integrity of all the people involved in this, including the media and everybody else? Why would they sacrifice the integrity of all of that and throw away this bargaining chip for 2020? Why would they sacrifice all
to
that?
Who? Who would they sacrifice it to?
In order to believe this narrative that Trump has capitulated on all these things and therefore Robert Mueller let him off the hook. Why would they sacrifice all of what they've been doing? Why would they put all this effort in only to be like, oh, okay, you're just gonna leave 1,000 troops in Syria? Like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Because that's all they need.
We're just gonna
all they need to move forward with global homo is Israeli foreign policy and immigration, and all they have to do is wait.
I would like to understand the names of the people and their offices and exactly how and when they interview. I would like chapter and verse
of who is personally responsible for it. I have no idea.
Well, see, I wouldn't make this bet because I think within a matter of months it's just going to be overtaken by events. I think there are going to be things that sort of come out with this where Trump either was really not let off the hook, which I think is the most likely scenario.
It depends on what he starts boomer posting about on Twitter, like where his mind goes, where his rhetoric goes. But, I mean, we've seen where his policy went. I mean, as soon as you have Nancy Pelosi saying he's not worth impeaching, that's when it was done because he's not worth impeaching. When he's doing what he's doing now,
why is he not worth impeaching? Pop quiz on the narrative. Why is he not worth impeaching?
Because he's not doing Avatar of White Nationalism anymore.
Wrong.
He's not.
Why is he not worth impeaching? No. Why is he not worth impeaching? Why?
Optics are doing that a bad. That is a huge flex. To impeach a president because you don't like the outcome of an election when you can just wait either 2 or 6 years and you can never get a guy like this voted in again.
No,
you just wait.
Why
add fuel to the fire?
Because they failed at getting his approval ratings into a range that they could execute on impeachment.
That too.
They failed. That was the purpose of the Mueller probe, to wear down the public perception on Trump. And it did not work.
No, it basically worked out.
They cannot impeach when he's in 40%. Regardless of what he's done for us, like, people have to understand, like, the whole premise of this argument is not over whether Trump is doing something for us or not. Everyone here agrees that he's failed at that.
Yeah.
What we're arguing over is whether or not because the timeline doesn't line up for this either. You're like, in order for us to believe this narrative, it's that we dodged the, like, Trump dodged this big bullet, right?
No, why do you keep saying that? He didn't dodge a bullet. They let go of the line. The punishment is the process. There was never a crime. They were never going to prove a crime. They're never going to charge him with anything regarding
the process. But the process is nowhere near.
Of course
over.
It is. How much? Well, no, it's not over. But like the big hanging over everybody's head.
Of course it is.
Thing is
no,
like
it's not.
Gone now. God. The process has been let up on. It's been cut loose pending whatever they want to do with SDNY, which I think you were right. You were talking about earlier that they're going to use SDNY to crush any presidential hopes that Ivanka, Don Jr. and Eric may have. They're gonna crush what's his face too. There, Jared. But I think as far as Trump goes and stuff, like if they don't need to do this stuff, they don't have to anymore, and they're not going.
So, but what you're putting forward is that Trump cucked on all these things,
yes,
in order to get off of the probe.
I think so. I think
that's
that was
the conclusions of the probe were actually made before he started cucking on all
that
stuff.
That bolsters my theory even more. The conclusions were already made, and they held them. How long do they hold the conclusions if they already made them? If they made the conclusions that he didn't do anything wrong,
they've been leaking that this probe is going to be anticlimactic.
Correct.
Long before Trump ever did any of the cucking
okay.
things.
That's just, I mean, we can take that as noise. What's a leak? You never know if a leak is true or not. It's just bullshit.
Leaks turned out to be entirely correct.
But dude, earlier today, like you were like buying into, oh, Cohen and all this other stuff was like right on the money. Where,
no,
to get blown up. And
No. The news cycle. That's how you get Trump. Is in December, the news cycle. Every day it was Cohen. Every day it was Manafort. Every day it was another friend of Trump's going down and fucking, you know, wearing fucking bracelets. And then he turned it around. He stomped on the news cycle by announcing a withdrawal of all troops from Syria and then possibly Afghanistan. And I think that was the opening offer on an art of the deal to get something moving here, because he had no actual intention of ever doing that, because he has sleepover parties with
Cohen. Never delivered the goods, and
he didn't have to. The spectacle's all that mattered. He doesn't Yes, it does. In politics, these people think that Cohen was totally on the up and up and delivered the goods, and it was great, and it's a great embarrassment, and he's going to jail, and Donald Trump is next. That's what I read the opposition saying.
So you're saying that Cohen's testimony caused Donald Trump to cuck in order to get out of the Mueller probe? Do I have this right?
No, the manipulation of the news cycle gets to Donald Trump. The way it's massaged.
I'll agree with you on that.
And that is where we were in December, when we weren't getting a wall, we weren't getting a shutdown. Everything was fucking doom and gloom for like 2 weeks until he pulled the Syria pullout out of his ass. And that changed everything. Suddenly, all the Mueller news was pushed aside because, oy vey, he's going to leave Syria? Oh, my Russia and my Israel, they're going to nuke. Oh, and Iran, and oh, my God.
And I think you're trying to like connect shapes and patterns with this that just don't. I mean, it's a great argument. Like it's a very easy to believe argument, but I find it totally specious.
It's an easy to believe argument if you don't understand how the government works and how this process works in particular.
Well, that's not
what is nice. What is understanding how the government works gotten you? No,
well,
offense.
The main thing that has gotten me is that I don't, you know. I am very convinced that this is an ongoing fight, as Jazz Hand said. I am extremely convinced that there is more to come. But from day one, I knew what the outcome of this probe was going to be, and I have been proven right.
I think we all knew that the outcome of the probe was going to be nothing founded. The question was, how long was it going to go, and what kind of effect on the administration was it going to have? And we see it has lasted almost 3 years, and the effect on the administration is the administration has completely neutralized. It has turned him into a neocon. Neocon Don.
That's from our position. Like, I hate to have to keep saying this, but that's
it's not because
their position. Like, he is not neutralized from their position.
From their position.
For the things that we want, this is like the alt-right myopia. Like, from the positions of things that we want, he's neutralized. But from their position, he is not neutralized. He's not giving them what they want. And they want him out of office. They have sacrificed the credibility of the media, of their own intelligence agencies, and in the base didn't get what it wanted. What are they supposed to say now? Why are they flailing their arms all over the place? Is this all a conspiracy? Is this all an act? Is this all?
They're
like,
all in on it. Millions of them. I mean,
no. The base thinks that this is a miscarriage of justice. The base now believes that Mueller, who was a Republican all along, has been either gotten to by the Russians or some horrible thing has happened to him where he has not posted the truth here, or they just believe that the summary doesn't actually summarize what's in the thing, and it's a miscarriage of justice that we don't get to read the entire report with all of its unredacted, top secret, yada 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 sources and methods.
Then where is
and they're
the
never going to believe
that the blade of the knife was like on Trump's throat until the last minute when it wasn't? Where's the evidence?
There's no
for that?
Blade of the knife. It's just the ongoing investigation, the ongoing open probe that gets reported on every fucking night, that every day he's dealing with God knows what piece of minutia from it, what attorney right. has to go talk to who on a daily basis.
There,
instead of taking questions about the border, they're taking questions about Manafort or Cohen or any other associate of
but
his.
But if you're sitting there and you're seeing the news is the Mueller report is going to be anticlimactic, the Dems are walking away from impeachment long before he cucked. If you're sitting there and you know this thing is drawing to a close, hold on, and you know that this thing is drawing to a close and Mueller is rolling off staff and there's news reports that he's mailing it in and he's got Wiseman running the probe, why would you need to take any action to get yourself out of anything? It's winding down. It would be the most illogical thing in the world to try to negotiate with something that's going to go away on its own anyway. There's no evidence that points to that Trump had to take some evasive action to like wriggle out of this, because he didn't. He just cucked because he's got undue influence from bad actors within his administration.
I think
the Mueller probe concluded in the way that it was always going to conclude. Donald Trump is under the influence of Jared Kushner and Ivanka and other bad people, including Mulvaney, within his administration. Mueller probe was going to conclude however the fuck it was going to conclude. It doesn't matter anyway. Like, the Mueller probe, like, it's going to continue. He didn't get off the hook. It's not a real victory. Like, that's where it is. And in order to believe this notion that there was a quid pro quo on this, you have to set aside a whole bunch of other mitigating circumstances, including the credibility of the base and the media and everybody else. And you can hand wave and say it doesn't matter ultimately in 2020, but it does. That talking point is now off the table. The thing that they were fixated on for 2 years is off the table.
It's not off the table. Nobody, they don't believe it. That whole side is going to campaign on this. Miscarriage of justice. He's guilty. What happened? They let a Republican investigate a Republican, and look what happened. That's their talking point. Their talking point is still going to be treasonous Don colluded with Russia to beat our anointed Hillary, and now look at our smorgasbord of genderqueer brown people that deserve it better than him.
The difference is the probe is over.
Yes, the difference is the probe. Why is the probe over? Why didn't the probe run all the way through the 2020 campaign? That's what I believe the intention was. To run it all the way through.
Because it was becoming very unpopular. But why didn't it?
Unpopular. Because they it was 50-50, dude. It's as polarized as the nation was. You don't need to end a thing that's 50-50. This whole country's 50-50.
You don't need to. If you're ahead, if you're in control, if you're able to compel the president of the United States via this particular tool, then the last thing that you would do is let up the pressure. Right?
Well, here you go.
I mean, you're right.
They've compelled him
so far.
They've compelled him so far, and the insurance policy he's been compelled into being a standard neocon president with funny hair that sometimes says off-color things. He yells about MAGA, but he's not that guy anymore. He's not talking about financial. He's not talking about financial international elites anymore. He's not doing any of these bits. He's not talking about. He's not talking about the border other than funding for his wall that we all know now is if not a sham, as you've been saying, tits on a tranny. You know, the feminine penis is the legal immigration that's going to keep penetrating our national butthole from here on out. It's just and I think the insurance policy is the SDNY stuff. And we can see like, okay, like this part's over. You want
to
stay over?
The insurance policy is a cope for this narrative. Like, any bad thing that comes out of this is now going to be a cope for this narrative. Oh, it's an insurance policy. It didn't completely go away. I mean, come on, man. Like, he gave up everything and became George W. Bush.
But you yourself say it didn't go away. You open this discussion by saying it's not over.
Because I believe they're out for blood either way.
Okay.
George W. Bush was the fucking like walk on water cuck. and they still put Scooter Libby in jail. That didn't get him out of anything.
No.
So this whole thing is...
No, bro. The difference there is with Scooter Libby, W was doing the bidding of the Zionists. They were still just doing wars for Israel, and Scooter Libby was the fall guy for a minor like detail regarding like some yellow cakes and who talked about them, right? So that didn't go anywhere. Scooter Libby, I mean, and where is he now? Did he go? How long did he go to jail for? Did he just pay some fines? I don't even remember what happened.
Back on K Street.
Yeah,
he was pardoned.
Yeah, he was pardoned. Yeah, I mean that's small potatoes compared to saying like I'm going to pull our troops out of the region and not prevent Iran and Russia from having influence in this nation that Israel desperately wants destabilized.
What if he reverses? Now I'm not. This is not plan trusting. But what if he reverses position on that totally in 6 months? What's the narrative then on this?
They're either going to do something back to him to punish him, or I'm just wrong. You really see on the horizon that next time that there's some kind of false flag regarding the Golan Heights or anywhere in Syria, or just things keep going as they are, where Israel is shelling and missiling parts of Syria, and we just don't hear about it on the news. No one talks about it, just like Yemen. It's just a thing going on in the background that no one cares about, because why would they tell us about it?
Jesse, you made a really good point a few minutes ago that I think deserves a little bit of more discussion. You said that their base still, you know, are dedicated to bringing this guy down, and they don't believe,
right,
you know, the Mueller report now, blah, blah, blah. You're entirely correct, okay? Their base is solid, okay? Mm-hmm. Trump's base is relatively solid. His approval number, latest Rasmussen poll, is now up to 50%, okay?
Right.
So the two bases are relatively solid. Mm-hmm. The battle for the 2020 election is over the so-called independents.
Right.
And these are the people who are going to be swayed one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And
Which is a tiny number now, by the way. It used to be pretty big. Now it's very
right.
high. We're talking about...
And that is going to be the margin of victory
right. In
the 2020 election. And so this entire series of events that has taken place, and the punches and the counterpunches, are now very, very much focused on what each side believes is going to be the effect
mm-hmm.
on those independents. And so this upcoming 2020 election has the potential to be a very, very, very closely run thing. And that is the real issue here, is that this particular attempt, I mean, and by the way, they succeeded. They had enough of the oppression, mm-hmm. enough of the goad, enough of the whip to sway and ensure that they came out very well in the midterm elections. I firmly believe that the outcome of the midterm elections would have been, even if it didn't result in a GOP victory in the House, it would have come off considerably different if the Mueller probe hadn't existed. Okay, so they've already accomplished one of their electoral goals with this.
Yes.
And they wanted to be able to accomplish another electoral goal. And the other thing to understand, too, is that these people are not monolithic. You have mm-hmm. the intelligence people, the John Brennans, you know, for example, right, who know what really was going on and who initiated
in the process of getting blamed for this, by the way. Like,
correct. People. That's right. They're about to comb him. Right.
Right.
You know, these people knew what was going on. There are about 13 or 14 active conspirators from the Obama administration who initiated this entire thing. You have another tier of semi-woke bureaucrats who are part of the deep state. Some of them understood it was bullshit. Some of them got high on their own supply mm-hmm. and convinced themselves that it was possibly true. And then you have the hoi polloi, the great unwashed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these people will believe anything. They will literally believe anything. And then you have the low information independent voters, right? And so these are the target of this thing. But you have to understand that from our perspective, it almost feels like we're always on our back foot, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And because Trump has proven to be such a disappointment to us and to our goals, we feel very negative towards him in general, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that this has been a huge moral loss for their side. I mean, these people are genuinely upset. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them end up killing themselves because they have been driven so crazy by this. So just understand that this is a Pyrrhic victory for their side. It's not even a victory at all. It's a huge, overwhelming loss. And
yeah, so Jazz what Hand now? Says, the what now feeling on their side is permeating. It's what now? It's going to pivot to right. who can we find that can beat this guy, and they're going to be finding that pretty wanting because their side is a mess. And as you said, Jesse, that it's possible that Trump could boomer his way into
yes,
this.
Yes, I still believe he'll win 2020
because there is nobody. And it's not that I want that. I don't want Trump to win if he's not going to be a representative of white people.
Right.
And so the fact that he has failed at that. And see, I think one area that we agree is I don't think that what you're putting forward is impossible. I don't think that it's impossible that what you're putting forward is reality. I think it's unlikely, but I'm willing to allow to be proven wrong on this. But I think there are other reasons why it happened and that they wouldn't have capitulated in this way if they weren't getting something out of it in a bigger way. And I do agree with your position that it's far easier for them to beat him at the ballot box. It's far easier for them to beat him at the ballot box than it is to go through this pill pull of impeachment. But if they had gotten him down into the 30s, mm-hmm. we'd be doing impeachment right now.
Sure, that's true too. Yep. If that aspect of it had worked, absolutely. I think that what did work was a drag on his ability to make policy and have an actual functioning administration. It was a drag on that. I think that was the whole purpose of it.
So if their goal is to beat that. Mm-hmm. There's not been a bigger unifying factor for Republicans, not us, Republicans, around this.
Yes.
Because they've actually united the Republican Party around Donald Trump by capitulating on this probe. So what was the purpose of that?
He's now their man. he's not Putin's man. He's their man.
Yeah. He's a standard normie Republican now. Like they don't need to do this anymore. That's how I'm looking at this. Is like they've got like this wasn't like the main goal of the thing. Let me just finish. This is meaningless now. You've said it yourself. Who cares about building a fence when we're gonna expand?
That's my position. That's not the position of the political landscape.
You think you're the only one smart enough to see that?
No, and that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is to us. The wall doesn't matter because we see the bigger picture. To them, the emergency declaration in pulling money from the Pentagon is problematic. They don't want that to happen. They would prefer that Trump would just say, you know what, I can get money from some other place. We're not going to go. I'm sure they would,
but also, so now his emergency declaration remains a 2020 campaign issue because they can pretend to their base that the wall is real and it's as evil as he said it was when they know better. When they know that without all these other things, it's meaningless.
Well, that is the one thing, that the wall is something that they can run against without the Mueller probe. They can now run against
the
wall.
So now they get to run against a thing that's not actually going to accomplish any of the evil that they're scared of, but they get to run on it. So they win both ways. They have an empty gesture from Trump that is basically it's going to fool people on both bases, on both sides. There's going to be MAGA people like, yeah, we're getting that wall. And then there's going to be Kettley's like, oh my God, he's building his wall. But at the end of the day, like, it doesn't fucking matter. So that's why I think that this thing, like, it worked and we're fucked. And it's
that's not a planned outcome. You don't plan. I think this was like
I'm saying is like this was like plan B or plan C. Right, like
Trump is still going to have to face indictments when he gets out of office.
That could be or could not be. I don't know about that. And he
can't save Jared Kushner from any of that.
Well, fuck Jared Kushner. They hate Jared Kushner, and I hope they get him. Well, that's what I said. That's what we were talking about with Ivanka and the other Trump kids' presidential ambitions. That's going to be crushed under whatever they do to Jared, because as you said, he's like the funding guy for any of those dreams, and they're going to crush him. That's true. I think no matter what, they go after Kushner. But I think. The Trump like real estate empire. Yeah, maybe they do. Maybe they don't. Maybe they just let. Maybe
well,
they just...
But it's all inextricably linked through marriage. So Trump can't. he's not going to be able to save his own daughter. And if Don Jr. was involved in any of these financial decisions as well, he's fucked as well. So but Trump can't wriggle out.
You're forgetting. It's all discretionary, though. Like when it gets to that level, when it's all,
no,
all
there's,
the pro- there's
it,
no-
it's not because there's not a single actor. There's not a single actor directing all this. There are people who are in a loose confederation, a loose alliance, who share some common goals, but they all have their own individual motivations and priorities as well. And so there is you can't orchestrate the behavior of this many people. This many different actors. And so the reason that this is so messy is because it's messy, because it involves a lot of different people. And I agree with your general premise that Trump has been forced off course. We all agree with that general premise. The thing is, where I disagree is with the specific the Mueller investigation being used as the whip. I don't see that as the whip. I see that as a kill shot that missed, but they have plenty of other – there's no one whip. They have plenty of other whips. And by the way, I apologize for using some harsh rhetoric a few minutes ago sometimes in the heat of battle.
I felt like I was like, Jesus, Ethner. I mean, we're all like brothers here.
What did he say?
Oh, he said – well, the people that buy into that narrative are people who just don't understand government.
Oh, well, I think I shot.
That's
that.
Not
you
what
know,
I said.
The, you know, the problem.
I said the opposite of that.
The problem is, Ethnarch doesn't understand The Wire, and you can glean all of this from The Wire, right? If you watch,
dude, I watched The Wire three times before you had even heard of it.
That's probably.
Dude, I watched The Wire when it was aired on television in standard definition.
How many, dude? How many times in The Wire did it take one fucking guy up the chain of command to just like end a case? Fuck it over totally.
The difference between
I think someone decided not to lie in this whole thing, and that's where we ended up.
Oh, there's a pause. Okay, a pregnant pause.
Oh, I thought I lost my mic. That's all right.
No, we know where Mike is. He's not lost. He's around. He's off tonight. Oh my God.
So, how are our calls?
Bricktop.
Do we have
Bricktop in the comments? Says Kushner will escape, right? He'll just disappear into Israel. What do we say to that?
Kushner?
No.
Yeah.
Because did BB escape into Israel? Nah.
That's true. Yeah, BB's in trouble. BB's in trouble. Yep. They're gonna be having sleepover parties in jail. Maybe in Israel. Or here.
This is the whole thing that like people need to understand about Israel and Jews and everything else. It's not monolithic. Like there are left wing Jews in Israel that are out for blood with going after Netanyahu. And that's exactly Kushner is being groomed. If none of this had gotten in the way, Kushner was being groomed, I think, eventually to be a PM of Israel. But I don't think that's in the cards now. It might be, but that's what they were hoping for. I mean,
dual citizen. Oh, my God. That's brutal. Just think of that. Fuck. Let's take a call here. Swamp Creature. He has a theory regarding Trump cucking. Let's see what he has to say. Swamp Creature. Theories. You're in the other.
Hey.
And love.
You guys, you ruined my joke. I was going to say, I was looking forward to a collegial call like Jazz and Johnny had last week, and then you guys started fighting. But now you're all collegial again.
Oh, yeah, because it's all love and harmony here, my dude.
We're pals. This isn't real.
Absolutely.
We're not fighting.
No, it was awesome. Good discussion. So I'm either going to say something that's going to spark a conversation, or you're just going to all tell me I'm an idiot.
Okay.
At the time, that'd be probably better. So I have a theory why Trump cucked. And it's totally a theory, but it's provable or disprovable in the next year. And I think he either can't or he doesn't want to fund his campaign in 2020. And I think he's taking the Republicans' money.
I like this theory.
That's a good theory.
There's some truth behind this too. I just finished reading Kushner Inc. By Vicky Ward, and we're going to be talking about it on the weekend FTN. There's a lot of good stuff in there. One of those things related to what you're saying is that Trump, when Trump was told in August of 2016 that his campaign was broke and that he had to loan the campaign $10 million out of his personal money. He fucking lost his shit. People said that he he got so angry that they had never seen him this mad before. And he was very cheap with like wanting to fund his campaign, trying to get money out of Trump to like fund television and media ad buys and everything else. He didn't want to do it. And so, yeah, I think a lot of this is like, let me go along to get along so that the RNC and all the fucking rubes that are going to donate to it fund my campaign. I'm not fucking spending a dollar on this. Like, these people didn't have my back. Make them fucking pay for it. So, yes, I see that.
I agree. This is very insightful. And as a matter of fact, Trump even told Brad Parscale that he was a thief, that he was stealing Trump's money during the
campaign. That's right. Yes. Huh. Dude, he marched into Brad Parscale's office and he's like, "You're stealing my fucking money," because he thought the $500,000 a month that he was paying to Brad Parscale was like Brad Parscale's personal fee, not the money for like all of his fucking staff doing Cambridge Analytical shit. So
fucking boomers.
Yeah. Right. So, and that's what I think now. So the 2020 campaign is literally what a lot of people thought it was all along. It's literally going to be just a vanity campaign. All he cares about is 4 more years. He's lost his desire to do anything else. The wall is sort of like, as you guys know, your great expression, Jazz, the tips of the tranny is freaking awesome. I'm going to use that. I hate to tell you this. I play golf, but there's an expression when you make a long putt to get a score of 12. Call it a whipped cream on shit. But tips on the tranny is better. That's even better. So I'm going to use that one probably this spring. But anyway, sorry to admit I play golf. But I think that's what it is. Is Trump is the wall is just this thing to try to fool the grub brains into believing he's really still on the ball, and the rest of it he's just going to be like, yeah, I just want my name go down in history as an 8-year president, and put my picture on the wall.
He also wants to stay out of jail.
On board with it.
He does want to stay.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
Well, he did so out of political necessity, not because of ideological motivation. You're right.
Nice. All right, Swamp Creature.
His campaign in 2016 was brilliant, but I don't think he cared about it. Anyway, I'm done. Thanks so much, guys, and thanks for not calling me an idiot this time.
Oh no, dude. No, we appreciate callers like you.
That was a hell of a thought. That hadn't occurred to me. But thank you for the call, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
It dawned on me just the other day, and it's totally made up. I have no evidence to back up. You guys seem to have some evidence. I have none.
All right.
I'm going to run with it and appropriate it without giving due credit. I hope you don't mind.
He has named the man.
Believe me, there's a long history of that.
He has named the man.
Tradition in American. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying you named the man. It's up to us to come up with the cuck.
Exactly. I'll bask in it whenever I hear you mention it. I'll bask in it.
There you
knowledge
go.
That I came up with it.
All right, great.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. That's very
I'm grabbing a beer. I'll be right back.
I hadn't thought of that angle at all. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
It's especially astute because, he came up with this on his own, observing this stuff. And, we have some, some evidence that this is Trump's mentality. So I think it was very insightful.
Well, yeah. And it's like there's a lot of stuff in this book, Kushner Inc., that is very clarifying. Bannon is quoted heavily in the book in his observations of a lot of the indiscretions that went on behind the scenes in the Trump administration. And there were so many aha moments of that being one of them. It's like, why wouldn't this guy want to like put his own money in to succeed? It's like he almost wanted to get in it for free. And just, the whole thing about like, Bannonism, when Bannon left the White House and he basically declared that Trumpism is over because Bannon had left. Bannon himself declared this. I mean, there's an element of truth to that because Bannon had the winning formula. Bannon did the job that he was hired to do and then was pushed out. He was pushed out. And that was the end. That was basically the end of that. There are some things that Trump does believe in ideologically. And the one thing that he does believe in is the trade stuff. That's why you haven't seen any sort of he hasn't relented on that at all, which, that's something that he actually believes in. But the immigration stuff, I think he can be sold on that. But there is a lot of truth to the statement that Trump really is 90% of the last person he talked to. And because of the way that Kushner and Ivanka have cemented themselves within the administration, 99% of the time, that person is Jared Kushner. He's in every fucking photo of every signing in the White House.
Yeah.
Standing right there with that creepy fucking look on his face and the dead eye stare.
He always makes sure he's that guy. I'm the guy. I'm right here. And which is, it's amazing that, that the president trusts him. It's just wow.
Very strange psychological dynamic with the daughter there.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. The thing about Bannon is very, very made very, very clear in his own words in the book. And I mean, the bottom line is we didn't actually vote for Trump Pence. What we voted for was Bannon Sessions is what we were really voting for. And those two guys are gone now.
Yep. Yep. I'm grabbing a beer. I'll be right back, gentlemen.
Oh, I thought you already grabbed a beer. I'm grabbing a cigar.
No,
I kept
talking though, but I'll be right back.
Okay. I don't know. I'm looking at the call list. Alex, there's like three callers that aren't screened. And these people you did screen, they just have a name. It's like, what do they want to talk about? Well, let's go to Yang Gang Bang. He was good last time he called in, so we'll see what he has to say. Yang Gang Bang.
Hello, Bruce.
Yes, hi. What do you got
for hello, me? This is Mr. Rang Gang Bang. I'm running for the presidential election and Trading Tranny.
Presidential election.
Okay.
Yeah. No, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
As far as who I agree with more, I think Ethnarch and Jazz are more right on the like specific facts, but I think Sven's right in spirit. And I want to go into something.
I agree.
That's
I have a moral victory.
out left field. That's really important that you guys don't either know about or just barely have briefly heard about. But so Trump really is kind of like it's fucking over. And a big indicator is something you guys might not know about is this whole 5G shit. So from what I've read is 5G is like the fucking super frequencies that just aren't healthy for us and it's bad as hell. And Israel like fucking made most of it. And they're not going to put it up in their fucking country. And then I read, and I could be wrong, and I want Ethnarch's galaxy brain to, you know, go over what I say, and you can disprove me or not. But I read where even Trump's not getting 5G at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, it's a big deal because what I want to call and talk about is the kind of end game of what these Jews want. And this is why Sven's right in spirit is, this whole fucking Mueller shit's fake and gay and really doesn't matter in a lot of ways. And, like, dumb bitch cat ladies dying or whatever don't matter to the people who are really in charge. Like, none of their voters matter to them in the grand scheme of things. Like, this is all a sideshow. And what they're doing in the background is what's important. And what they're doing in the background is guys you need to know about. Like, this one guy named Jordi Rose, G-E-O-R-D-I-E-R-O-S-E. He funded D-Wave computing, which is quantum computing. These are computers that have to be at negative 400 degrees Fahrenheit, from what I know. And these things are computers that, in his own words, basically contact parallel universes or do insane equations, and they're trying to basically use this stuff and create, like, AI and summon stuff, in his own words, out of, like, H.P. Lovecraft's books. And if you couple this shit with 5G, the frequencies, the fact that they are spraying barium and aluminum in our skies. They've admitted this. Harvard, you can look this up. Harvard's talking about blocking out.
Are you talking about chemtrails?
2020.
Are you talking about chemtrails on my podcast?
Crazy. No, it's called geoengineering now. They call it geoengineering. So the whole point is that this is what they're really trying to do. They're trying to terraform the earth. I know this shit sounds fucking crazy, and it is. But I swear, like, it's fucking real. From everything I've read and researched, and I mean, you guys are free to look into this, and I hope you do. And if you find it's all bullshit, and the next time I call him, just fucking make fun of me. But like, for everything
we don't have to wait until then.
I'm already, no. I'm already making fun of you right now.
We can do that right now.
Alex, bullshit. He's not.
Yeah, we're let's leave Cthulhu and the great old ones, you know, aside, you know, the Lovecraft stuff. Look, 5G has a lot of technical problems, okay? But more importantly, the architecture of 5G is designed to do a couple of things. Number one, it's designed to maximize the revenue of the companies that are actually producing the equipment. Huawei, right? Number one. Number two, it's intended to actually end up replacing Wi-Fi. It's intended to replace LANs and WANs. And so the idea is to bring about a more or less universal, wireless and wireline access network. And then the actual conspiracy comes in when you start looking at government control over this stuff. Okay. And the push to actually nationalize it. Now, the thing is, in principle, a nationalized layer two infrastructure would potentially be a good thing. But we've seen in Australia with the NBN, that has not worked out very well for them in practice. And I think in the United States, it's not going to work out as well. There's not a health issue with the frequencies that are involved, but there are actually...
Because I was just going to say the health issue, and you guys don't believe Snopes is a good source for fact-checking, right?
Correct.
Okay. So they tested 5G, or there was a mysterious like bird death in, I believe it was Denmark fairly recently, a couple months ago. And Snopes came, and everyone thought, because it seemed to parallel with a 5G test there. It was like 300 birds just dropped dead out of the sky. And Snopes fucking jumped on it.
You can take RFI on any frequency. If you pump enough wattage into it, you can kill somebody. I remember probably 20, 25 years ago, there was a guy
with raising the frequencies?
The deal with the 5G stuff is that it's actually relatively low power. It is pervasive low power stuff. Again, I understand how it's easy to weave a conspiracy theory around all of this stuff. That's not the case. The real conspiracy theory here is that this is bad technology. A lot of it is designed by people who come from countries like Israel and China. The fact that our government is trying to push it on us. And what they want is they want to get rid of your desire or ability to set up your own Wi-Fi and maybe link it to your friends and build your own out-of-band communications network. They don't want you to be able to do that. They want you to use the official toll road that you're going to have to pay for that is very easily censored. And that's where the conspiracy theory comes in my opinion.
I agree. I understand what you're saying, but I respectfully disagree with the part that there's no kind of like Jewish two, like, you know, they're always not trying to kill two birds with one stone, trying to kill six birds with one stone. So
they don't want to kill us, dude. They want to milk us. They don't want to kill us. They want to milk us.
Well, they will. But I mean, they've had people testify on Capitol Hill about this stuff, and professionals testifying saying this stuff needs to be tested more. And needs to have more tests. You know, they've have these professionals go on Capitol Hill and say there are negative health effects for this shit.
You can have there are professionals who, in any industry that you can name, self-proclaimed professionals who have testified on all sides, all including very insane sides of all ideas. The RFI issue, the RFI health issue, is not an inherent issue with 5G. It's inherent with any kind of technology. You have to have safe power levels. That's not the plot here. The plot is to keep us on a communications channel that they control, that they force us to pay for, so that they can continue to control us while at the same time milking us. And I'm going to shut up now.
Well, then how do they not control communications already?
We're able to have this conversation, aren't we?
So then through 5G, like, we wouldn't be able to have this conversation?
Again, this is a what they're
trying to be in, like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just like, there's a lot more to this than just
having a unified access layer, a network substrate, makes censorship much, much easier than it is today.
I mean, I agree with that. Like, I have no problem agreeing with that. Like, I think that is true. I think there's more to this than just them. It's not just for more control. Like, have you ever looked into the fact that, like, the original patents for television, it was to be used as a weapon? And when you look into, like, Hendrik Lewes and Hulu, and the fact that the original designs for TV was supposed to be used as a weapon.
And I think that a lot of people are familiar with Tesla's death ray stuff and everything else. That's that's stuff from the distant past. But anyway, thanks for sharing your perspective for sure.
Yeah, fair enough. I know it's just, you guys are not receptive to it. I tried.
All right, Yang Gang Bang. Thank you for a car.
All righty.
Take it easy.
Appreciate it.
Get that bag.
Bye bye.
He's gonna get that bag. So another thing I saw. Let me go off topic here. Because I don't see any calls I want to take. on hold there. Did you see this new Rammstein video?
No.
Or better yet,
I read about it.
Yeah. There were some Jews that are very, 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 very upset that Rammstein abused Holocaust imagery just to sell albums. Right? They did a video. This new song is called Deutschland, which means Dutchland. No, Germany. It's a really weird. This video has something in it for everybody to be mad about. You know, it has concentration camps. It has Nazi imagery. It has a Negroid woman playing the role of Germania, like the avatar of the fucking country, a black woman, right. An African. It's wonderful that they all seem to be serving. And
well, I think that's actually pretty accurate these days, right?
Yeah, but it's just like wow, bro. Mm. So it was said that the use of this imagery of them. There's a scene where three of the band members are in the famous stripy pajamas that we're all familiar with. They're standing in a gallows. They have nooses around their neck. They're about to be hung. And they're wearing their sheriff stars and everything. And other members of the band are dressed in their Hugo Boss Sunday best, and they're obviously about to execute these guys in a concentration camp scene. Okay, this is a video that I'll just leave that out for the second. But it was said that this was like a glaring abuse of artistic freedom over there, is what has been said about it by the German fucking the Führer of anti-Semitism. I guess they have an anti-Semitism department over there, and you gotta have a Führer when you have a department like that. Did Jazz like get lost finding that beer? Are you still there, buddy?
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
I'm being told that I should feel ashamed for my saucy rhetoric and hurt speech.
Well, what? That's gay.
Very gay. Oh, man.
So
imagine taking this so seriously.
So of course, I watched the video earlier. The song is really fucking good. But of course, it's like the level of kvetching that they can't let anything go. Like, it's obviously, I could tell, like, before I even watched the video, before I even read any further than Jews mad about Holocaust imagery in a Rammstein video, I said, I guarantee you that their tone is they're condemning the Third Reich and they're like not happy about this portion of their country's history. I guarantee you that those images are not evoked just to fucking like sell records, but or to be glamorized or glorified. I guarantee you that they're evoking that in a way a shit lib in this country would evoke the Holocaust to show like the moral failings and the evil of the white man. You know, just in this case, it's specifically Germany because they're a German band. Like, it shows all kinds of brutality.
I didn't even know that they were still a thing.
This is their apparently this is their first new album in 10 years. I didn't know that either, but you watch the video and you see their faces and you can kind of tell. Like, wow, what have you guys been smoking? It's like, woof, bunch of pasty, like in like catcher's mitts, playing guitar for you. But, yeah, it's really like gayest fucking controversy ever. But you should watch it. It's a fun watch. But like, listen to these lyrics. It's like, you have cried a lot in the mind apart, in the heart united. We've been together for a very long time. Your breath is cold. The heart inflames. You, I, us, you. Germany, my heart inflames. I want to love you. I want to love you, want to damn you. Germany, your breath is cold. So young and yet so old. Germany, of course, he's saying, Deutschland. It's pretty fucking cool. You would hope that it would be like, I should do my own version, but I can't do that voice. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you think you have a good radio voice, and then a fucking Rammstein song comes on, and you're like, shit. I suck. Like, I have to get such a head cold to be able to come anywhere near what that guy does. It's I never want to leave you. One want to love you and want to hate you. Overbearing, superior, to take over, to surrender, surprising, to attack. Germany, Germany. And, you know, obviously, Deutschland über alles is the line after that. But it's like, this is obviously just white man cuckery. This is German cuckery in the form of like, you know, it's a bunch of creepy guys doing like a heavy metal, whatever, like industrial track, and it's just funny that, like, I don't know, I'm just bringing up, like, it's a theme that we do on Tedious a lot, is like, they can't let anything go. This wasn't even an attack, and they couldn't let it go. This was a fucking... This was somebody siding with them. And they're like, oh, God! What are you Germans doing? So...
And they, and this is the launch of what they think is going to be a revival of Rammstein. You know, this is what they're predicating the whole thing on. It's the cucking.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. It's a very, it's,
why don't you,
know,
just
this
stay
is,
away.
It's like a very bold statement, you know, to be all like to do white guilt in a heavy metal setting and be able to do all the you know, because the video is filled with violence and gore, like chopping heads. There's like medieval violence in there too, you know. There's barbaric shit, and then there's like crazy like sci-fi futuristic shit too, but they're all serving this black woman who is Germany. Deutschland. Fucking terrible. Anyway, I guess you guys don't.
Is it just a single, or is it like an entire album?
They're doing an entire album, but the video is a single, but like it's expanded to be like 9 minutes long. So it's like there's soundtrack stuff, and then the actual song, and then more soundtrack and credits, and just like in more drama. It's an over the top big budget looking production. It's actually like if the message wasn't what it was, it would be pretty cool because it's really well done, and it's a fucking
well, that's probably why it's
track.
So well done. Yeah. Whenever things are really well done, the message is usually really shitty.
Yeah,
that's usually how it goes.
Yeah, it's like
in the current year. Yeah,
there was like millions of Jewish dollars behind this thing, so for them to come out.
Oh, absolutely. And, that's where I'm getting it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just fucking pathetic.
It sounds to me, based on the lyrics and some of the description, that it might be possible to construct a plausible anti-narrative around this that would really get their hackles up. I'm going to have to go watch it now.
No, when you watch it, you're just like, nah. Because, dude, it's like, I didn't mention this before, but okay. So there was a clip before the clip. They did a promo clip where they just showed like 35 seconds of the video. And the 35 seconds they showed included them in the striped pajamas about to be hung. They didn't show, like, a few minutes later, they flash back to that scene, and for some reason, I don't know how or why, but suddenly the three guys who are about to be hung are all holding shotguns in the faces of the other band members that are dressed up like, you know, concentration camp guards. So it's like, they don't even get gassed. They get they shoot them in the face with shotguns.
Of course they do.
So yeah, of course. So it's like basically, yeah. It's a Jewish revenge fantasy. So it's like, what's the problem here? So, but you know, there'll be no apology. And Rammstein gets to have like a controversy around their music now again. So that'll get them some press. And of course, it's getting all kinds of press. They just got press here on the Right Stuff Up Is Radio. Jazz and Jesse. There you go.
So since this is conspiracy night, it sounds to me like perhaps this is a deliberately engineered conspiracy to sell more records.
It could very well be. It could very well be. I went and I checked on, our old pals, Metal Sucks, the most Jewish music blog on the internet. What was it metalsucks.net? And I just fucking typed it in wrong. And they actually had nothing to say. They gave their entry on this. Axel Rosenberg wrote a blog. Is like, oh, this is normally something we would definitely comment on, but there's only two of us running this blog, and we have to be away from our computers for a while, so we'll get at it tomorrow. You know, in the meantime, just talk about it in the comments. It's like, bro, it's like you're like the two most detestable Jews in metal have nothing to say. Come on. Yeah. I don't know. Funny stuff. So check that out if you haven't. Boy. I guess, I don't know. You guys aren't yelling at me anymore, so I don't know what to do. What do we got?
You aren't yelling at us.
I know. I'm not mad anymore. I was never mad. No. It's all performance art. I was mad at the chemtrail stuff. That makes me mad. Let's see. Yeah, Steven wants to talk about government conspiracy theory. Steven,
all right.
You're on the phone, Steven.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello, hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, I want to talk about... hello? Yeah, I want to talk about the spread of fabricated government. Fabricated conspiracy theories. Led by government plants.
All right, I'm sorry, you're impossible to hear. I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Yeah, the audio's too muffled, sorry.
I have no idea what he was saying.
This is what happens when you like put your iPhone into 16 tube socks and then try to talk.
I guess so. I don't know.
If only he had 5G, it would be much clearer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, since we're just talking about music, Halbern Why don't you tell me what you've got to talk about? I guess the other guys are really going to be interested in this. Halpern, you there, sir?
No. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
The best Metallica album.
I'm wearing the T-shirt. It's the Black Album.
What is it?
It's the Black
yes.
Album.
Yes.
Oh, no. It's not the Black Album. Oh, that. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Did you not hear the pause button last weekend? I explained why it's the Black
no,
Album.
No. I didn't hear shit. No, I just, life's been busy the past couple of weeks. So, no, the answer is Injustice for All. And it only works if you get the tape. Yeah, that's what it is.
I had that. Why would it have to be on tape? Tape is the worst format possible. The only thing worse than tape is 8-track tape,
That's the fucking point. That's the fucking point. It's fucking terrible. God damn it. All right, I'm just going to hang up.
All right, thanks, bud.
Okay.
That was helpful.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. Like, if the point is for it to be terrible.
Right along.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. So what else is going on? I mean...
Well, there's somebody in the comments that wanted Ethnarch to explain something about waste at the Pentagon or Chinese parts at the Pentagon. I don't remember exactly what it was. But there was a there was a good question in the comments. Let me find it. Oh, here we go. Ethnarch. Speaking of trade and shit, can Ethnarch talk about the Pentagon's report that said that the U.S. military is in trouble because a lot of its material is outsourced to China? Maybe this is the reason why Trump is allowed to continue his agenda on trade.
So this is, I mean, this has been an issue for decades. This isn't new. It's something that people have been bringing up, and the whole idea of, well, you know, this is globalization is inevitable and trade is good. And so, you know, who cares basically has led us to this, to a point where the vast majority of both the off-the-shelf electronic stuff, you know, like your normal computers, you know, and things like that that's used by the DOD and the armed forces, as well as things like, you know, custom manufactured chips for things like, I don't know, F-22 Raptors, for example, are in fact, you know, manufactured in China by Chinese companies. And so it's a bizarre situation. And the big concern is that some amount of these systems have actually been trojaned and backdoored so that in the event of an actual conflict, systems might start, you know, suddenly failing. And we know for a fact that the CHICOMs, you know, are practitioners of asymmetrical warfare, and that they believe that infiltrating computer systems and bringing them down and rendering them unusable is certainly part of their battle plan in general. I don't know that the defense procurement issue is really the thing that is, you know, that they are allowing Trump's trade push to continue because of that. The potential for us to get less entangled, you know, with China in this regard is there, but the problem is just that almost all of our semiconductor manufacturing capability in the United States has been gone for a long time, and there's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars that's required in order to build those plants and to reconstitute that capability, and also the, you know, the pricing structure, the, you know, the entire supply chain is really almost, it's impossible to just swing it back from China to the United States without massive disruption. And so, you know, are we actually ever going to get control over our own electronics again? I don't know. I would like us to be able to do that. I don't really see that as being the major issue with the China trade, unfortunately. But it's a good question and certainly a good thought.
Well, that's a good answer. Yeah, and this has been a problem for a while. It's been a problem with counterfeit parts, bad parts that, you know, Boeing has sourced for their aircraft. Yeah, we actually haven't talked about this. 737 MAX. What's anything interesting there? I mean, that whole thing, nobody has really been talking about it. I mean, there's no real, like, good alt-right narrative to be had from it. But, I mean, the fact
actually,
that these aircraft have just – go ahead.
Yeah. So number one, I mean, so Boeing cheaped out on this aircraft, right? With the ER series, because what they did was they decided they wanted to increase the capacity, right, while maintaining fuel economy. So they mounted the engines up higher, right?
Yep.
than was normal on a 737 airframe, and that threw off the entire control system for the aircraft, the way that the aircraft fuels when you're trying to fly it. And unfortunately, with modern airliners, the pilot isn't really so much flying the aircraft as he's kind of providing guidance to the automated systems, which then more or less hopefully do what he wants. So they were having stall problems, so they implemented what was this MCARS system, I think they called it, to override certain negative inputs in a potential stall situation. And so number one, the procedure for turning this thing off is fairly complex. You have to do
They weren't trained on it. They just sort of hoped that the automated system would just work.
Some people were trained on it though. And specifically there was a 737ER that was being ferried down in Florida, I believe if I remember correctly, like today or yesterday, that had this issue. Because it had, these bogus inputs that led the software to think that it was in a stall situation, and these guys had been trained on the aircraft on the feature, and they were able to, disable it, right? But yeah, there was somewhat of a lack of training. But if you go into some of the pilot forums and you start reading about this, the U.S. pilots say that they knew about this, that they had received training. There's videos on YouTube. I mean, I'm not a pilot. I don't know how to fly an airplane. But by looking at some of these videos on YouTube, I think that I could disable that feature at this point. And I think that the reason that you part of the reason you have this problem in Ethiopia and part of the reason you have this problem in Indonesia is because of the quality of the human capital involved, quite frankly. So there is
because they've opened up the world of piloting, which used to be really a totally white thing, to really anybody and everybody. And in a lot of these places like Ethiopia, I mean, that was my initial thought. It's like, it wasn't the aircraft's problem. It's always pilot error. And this is what occurred. And it sounds like that's the case, that they didn't know what to do in this situation.
Right.
And that may not be Boeing's fault. It may not be a training issue. It may just be a total lack of competence. And that's ultimately what happened. They just started fighting the computer system and it nosed down, right. And that was it.
There was a similar situation with an Airbus jet probably 10 years ago that was another similar anti-stall system that resulted in an Airbus aircraft being lost in the Atlantic. The ultimate problem here is threefold. The first problem is that they are making these systems far too software dependent and trusting in the expert systems, which software is written by human beings. It has bugs and it has problems. That's number one. Number two is they are. Like you said, the world of piloting, commercial aircraft has opened up, and then you even have mainline carriers who use these subcontractors to actually operate the aircraft, and the human capital there of those people is uneven at best. And then the third issue is that they don't really teach them how to fly the airplanes. What they teach them to do is to monkey board the software. Like software says X, you do Y, right? And they don't really teach them to actually fly the aircraft. Now, granted, when you're talking about a huge multi-engine aircraft, it feels very different than something like a Cessna, but the pilot should be able to exert manual control and have enough of a feel for that aircraft to know when something is going wrong.
But they can't They can't do that. They want to have a big, cheap labor force of non-white pilots who control these things. And of course, global trade and global movement of people is entirely dependent on this. And surely we can't allow these airlines to go bankrupt, because if we do, then that just brings everything to a grinding halt. So we have to hire black pilots, and we have to hire people that are totally incompetent, who are never intended to fly. And the 737 MAX is essentially it's the Greyhound coach of the skies, right? I mean, this is just meant to just move everybody around. So yeah, I saw this happening. I wasn't sure if there was a narrative there, but I guess it sounds like there is.
And the other thing too is that the aircraft design is also a clutch as well.
Have we bored you into oblivion with 737
Max? I'm just taking a break. I don't know. I'm just shit posting, and I have nothing to offer on. I go on. What's the deal with airline food? You know, you go in there. Stewardesses aren't even hot anymore. Usually they're dudes or fat negresses, and they don't even serve meals. What else can we do?
They charge you for the meals now.
Yeah, they charge you for the meals, and if you have a connecting flight, just be prepared to not make that connecting flight because apparently nothing connects anymore. What else can we do here? Remember Sky King. Kuke Lemoku, yeah, somebody on some commenter with a crazy like weeb name just said that, so we'll remember Sky King.
He's a prolific commenter. Any other interesting callers in the queue?
Let's see. Let's say Kyle from Chicago here. He wants to talk Smollett and Fox. Hello, Kyle.
Oh, nice.
Has anyone seen Kyle? What about the heel from Kyle?
I am here.
Hi.
Yeah. Can you see me or hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. I cannot see you.
So I just want to interrupt. I know I was going to talk about Smollett, but you talked about airplanes. I don't know if you heard the WOW Air story today. They shut down and just canceled every flight across the world and left people stranded. Free market sorting itself out, guys. Don't worry.
That definitely happened. That happened today, and it's happened with several of these budget airlines. So, but go on with your Smollett narrative there.
Well, basically, the too long don't read. Chicago is doomed. It's over. But this is just another nail in the coffin. Of course, we all know Kim Fox was the one that really sank it. She's an elected official. She was elected in 2016 with 58% of the Cook County vote. So she beat an incumbent. She's pretty popular. Look out for the March election. It'll be the primary for attorney in Cook County in 2020. And if they can't get her out, then she's pretty much in for life as far as I'm concerned. We also got this mayoral election going on. It's what I like to call, a lot of these cities have system candidates versus machine candidates. You got this Lightfoot woman who is black, and Preckwinkle, who is also black. And Lightfoot has the extra advantage. She's also a lesbo, so that works great. but I think it's going to be Lightfoot because she's definitely the system-supported candidate. She'll kind of govern in the Rahm Emanuel style of keeping the city above water. But if Preckwinkle wins, I think that'll just speed up things more. I know you guys talked a while back. Johnny was saying that Chicago will never be allowed to be destroyed because it's too important. It's got financial stuff going on, but I don't think that's going to save this city. They're still trying to tax financial transactions in this city. It's been something they've tried to do for like 10 years, and if they ever pass that, it's over. There's been a mass exodus from this whole area. I think the metro area of Chicago has lost 500,000 people from 2000 to 2010. The census went from 9.5 million to 9 million. We've lost a lot of people. Everybody's trying to get out of Illinois like a burning house fire. So it's a madhouse.
Yeah, it's escape from Chicago.
Chicago's messed up.
Yeah, it is. Now the thing,
police suicides and cop shootings.
Yeah, so this Kimberly Fox, this DA, I don't have any animosity towards her because she's doing exactly what she ran on. The platform that she ran on was retributive justice for blacks.
Yeah.
And very specifically, the notion that, and we're seeing this talked about openly in the press, the fact that Jussie Smollett is guilty and he got off is actually a positive thing. Because again, this notion of retributive justice for supposedly all the injustices heaped upon the black community by the man, which of course a lot of the police involved in this investigation were actually black, but they don't count, right? So she's doing exactly what the voters elected her to do. She obviously was tied in with this woman Chen, they're both tied in to the former Obama administration people and into the SPLC. And I believe that this has actually turned out to be a test case for this narrative that we're going to see. They've talked about this before, but I think we're going to see many more people in officialdom actually support this narrative that Joe Biden has been talking about white man's justice. And I think the movement to officially acquit black people that we know are guilty of crimes is going to become much, much more commonplace. It is going to become the norm, and that this case is one of the test cases for it. And of course, the fact that Smollett was also Jewish,
codifying didn't do nothing officially into the law.
That's right. There you go. That's the right way to put it, Jazz Hands.
Well, I'll just give you guys one white pill. The Chicago Press is openly using the term hate crime hoax. So that is one positive development.
That is good.
All right, Kyle. Thanks for checking in. We were looking for
Thanks,
you.
Kyle.
We found you.
We can say that we have officially seen Kyle.
I'm glad you found me.
We have located Kyle.
How tall am I?
We've located Kyle.
He's about yay high. I'm doing it even though I'm not on video because that's the only time I do it. No one can see me. Actually, that's not true. I never do bad optics. Kyle, thank you, sir. It was good to talk to you. All right. What else are we going to do here? It's 10:03. I'm running low on scotch. I don't know if I can go another 10 minutes.
Well, we owe it to the listener.
I know. I'm exhausted. I think I have, my wife has a cold. I don't have any symptoms other than I'm fucking beat all day for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Got the fatigue. Let's see. Joe Smith wants to talk about I don't speak German. I don't know if I have anything for him.
Hello, brother.
Hi.
Hello.
So you're going to tell us how much you like...
How are you?
You're going to tell us how much you like Alex's article?
Oh, it was fantastic. And not only was that, I feel so guilty listening to that podcast, but I was hoping to get some feedback if Ethnarch or Jazz had listened to I don't speak German. It's so funny. It's like listening to old people talk about heavy metal records. It's absolutely hilarious. the way they speak about you guys in particular, and the way they're so dismissive. They did praise you. They commented on how smart you both were and how much better it would be if you were working for their side. Have you guys had a chance to tune in and listen to the podcast?
No, I haven't. But I mean, it's really the reverse of that. I mean, they would be if they just woke up and realized. I don't even know anything about these guys at all. But
they're not smart enough, man. They're dumb guys. Trust me. You don't want them on this side. they're dopey.
What are they? Well, are they just like feeling?
We'll always accept cannon fodder.
Are they just like feeling their way through? Yeah. Are they just feeling their way through how like uncomfortable we make them seem? Like these horrible. Like are they just saying like why do these guys say these things you're not supposed to say? It's gross. Like I haven't listened to you.
Yeah. And they're so appalled at the song parodies, and they don't get all the inside jokes. They didn't get I hollered at them on Twitter because they didn't get the interesting El Riva account. Like it's just totally above them. And I was like, this is like watching these people from the outside is really, really amusing. I think it would be great if you could get one of them on the show. Like you got El Riva on the show. I don't know if that's a possibility, but
yeah. being offended by boomer memes is always the tell with these people.
They're doing a lot of what Jesse was just saying in the sense that they find it it's so troubling to them and like you said caller they'll say these are really smart guys and I wish they were on our side and then they'll talk about like the work we did on public law 85-804 and they'll say they wasted all this time on this weird law and it would obviously they don't know how legislation works. I'm like, dude, you have no idea.
Did they think
that we were talking about public law 84 as if it was a piece of legislation that was like sitting in the House waiting to get passed or something?
Like, no, they were talking about it. That go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, a lot of that stuff I kind of missed, but they were like, oh my God, they think that Trump can get around all these things by all these obscure, they keep mentioning these obscure laws and like laughing like you're a bunch of a bunch of conspiracy nuts, which I found somewhat amusing. So,
right. Yeah, that's what they were trying to claim that we didn't know what we were talking about and all this stuff. And then they talk about, you know, how we just, you know, have these evil, pernicious, you know, simplistic ideas, but they're so smart and it would be so great if they were on our side. I mean, there's two of these guys, and one of them actually listens to the show, but he doesn't really listen to it. I can tell that he like speed listens, right? He, you know, he dabs in and out. And then the other guy is there just doing reaction. And, wow, and so wow. there's no.
Yeah, he just wows a lot. And Alex put the picture of the guy's wife. And I thought he was kidding. I thought it was just a stock photo of a standard Jewish lesbian. But no, this is this guy's actually married to this woman. You have to check it out. I would encourage all the listeners just to go on there. Because they don't get any money.
This feels like a subtle plug for the show. Is that what this is?
Yeah, maybe this is him.
Okay, you caught me, man. That's exactly it. Also, Jesse, I wanted to ask you really quickly about Diamond Head.
Oh, sure.
As a band, influence on Metallica. They're still out there touring, which shocked me. Are they played a lot in the Dunston household, or are they a band you like, or no?
Yeah, they're all right. I actually don't have any vinyl because last I checked it was expensive. I just looked into it again. I have some new album stuff. Yeah, like the Diamond Head was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it was really long winded. It is some long stuff.
There's a lot of Metallica haters that say that they stole a lot of their ideas from them. I don't know if I buy into that or not, but
there is a song they have a song called "Sucking My Love," and like. Not the main famous riff, but like three quarters of the kind of like throwaway riffs that like are like while James is singing and stuff are basically just totally stolen from that song in Seek and Destroy. Like basically they've got that's a pretty original riff, but like all the other stuff is basically Sucking My Love. And they used to play Sucking My Love when they were like a new band. And just not announce it as a cover, so like people watching them thought like, "Wow, great song!" It was pretty funny, but yeah, they ripped off a lot of their stuff.
Interesting,
but I mean, of course, they did it better. Cool. The thing is, like, they kicked it up a notch. The energy they were kind of a Diamond Head's kind of low energy, not low energy, but poor production. You know, cheap, old school.
Listen to you shilling for this band. Shame on you. Oh, I heard you got my present, by the way. I was happy to see that in the comments that it didn't get intercepted. Oh,
was this the get an avatar? Was this the tombstone for the 504 forum?
Yeah,
I meant to show that on the show. I forgot again. I'll show it on a free show so everybody sees it next week. But guys, it's really cool. It's right behind me.
It's all good, man. Cool, man. Awesome. All right, I'm gonna let you go. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Anytime, man.
Right. Thanks, cheers, bud. Bye. All right, so let's see. It's 10 after. The Rock is on the line.
Oh boy!
There's nothing.
Is he going to come up empty-handed?
There's nothing in my email, so I think he's empty-handed. Hi, Rock. Are you just calling in for my phone number again?
Jesus Christ! Yes, obviously. I think you need to take one more caller. I'm down to the wire here.
The wire. I've still got a season left. All right, I'll put you back in the queue there.
Back in the hopper.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's say hi to Trad Life real quick here.
Oh,
been hold a while. Trad Life, hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, bowlers. Hey, maybe if Ethnarch read The Wire in the original German, he would understand the subtleties of how the government actually works.
Yeah, I did read that guy's book. Was it Homicide, Life on the Streets, the one that that series was based on.
David Simon, or I think his name is. Oh God.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm just kidding. I would never commit intellectual suicide and try to go one-to-one with Ethnarch in a debate over any particular topic. I was just playing just for fun there. They're a guy just having a little fun with you. No, but them dropping the charges, the Mueller charges, is this Pentecost for the alt-right. I think it's really a resurrection because the establishment has played its full hand. It took a shot at the king, like to rehash the nation, like Albert Schramm mentioned. They took a shot at the king and they missed. They failed. So I think now would be the time to hit back at them. But Trump is now completely controlled. Now he's just like every other president. He shot out of the gate for us using our rhetoric, using our language, using our means, and took over against the establishment. And then they just reined him back in, and now he's just captured like all of them, just like Jeb would be, just like the House of Bush before him, the Clintons before them, and mm-hmm. all the way back down. Everybody from John Adams hither.
I think when it comes to Trump, I think he's more Zionist than all these other options that were out there. That's the scary thing. Like, that's all he's moving forward on. I'm actually not sure if Jeb would take like the what Republicans would call like the ballsy move of recognizing Jerusalem as the capital and handing over the Golan Heights the way Trump.
Yeah, because they were always scared.
Yeah.
By what the reaction from the Palestinians was
yeah.
going to be.
Yeah. Like
Yeah.
That's why I tried.
That's
to do
true,
that.
And also the Bush family were also noted Arabists, actually going back many yeah. decades. I mean, that, you know, the reason that the first Gulf War took place was because George H.W. Bush was friends with the Kuwaiti royal family because of his oil activities, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I had that meme I was trying to do that Mike kind of cut me off and let me do it with, like, you know, the Democrats being the real anti-Semites. It seems like there's a lot of non-Jewed up options from over there, but I don't know. What really confuses me is, like, I don't know. It's like they've picked. It's weird. Like, okay, so the Republican Party is very famously like pretty Zionist. I don't know the Democrat Party. You can say the same so much, except for maybe, you know, back in the beginning.
The establishment. Well, the establishment. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody more Zionist than Joe Biden. All the front runners, except for Bernie, is Biden, Kamala, and Beto.
But are they gung ho the way the Republicans are? Because the Republicans, they have that.
Yes.
The Republicans have that Christian. You know, they have the Christian constituency. It seems like they go harder because they see like the biblical link with Israel and Christian people, where it seems like the Democrats are just, they don't really have that. So I don't know like how much they're just playing to that a little bit. It seems like they don't seem as enthusiastic about it. And
not in a visceral way like yeah. Pompeo. Yeah, that's true. There's nobody I can point to yeah. on the Democratic side anymore. 10 years ago, yes, not now.
Because like these people all had to toe the line when Obama did what he did with Iran, like sending them, you know, pallets of their own money back to them in cash, the nuclear deal. It seems like, you know, that was a lot of Republicans took issue with that. I mean, did Chuck Schumer think that was a terrible deal? Like, I don't know.
They were very opposed.
Yeah.
They were very opposed to it. I mean, this is the one part of Obama's foreign policy that I personally agreed with. You know, I don't yeah. want war with Persia, right? You know, we had issues with them back in the late 1970s, and that's all these boomers remember is the hostage situation, right? And they haven't updated their geopolitical understanding since then. But you know, if the United States is going to remain engaged in that region, which we should mm-hmm. not, Persia, Iran, Persia are actually a far better ally mm-hmm. for us than anybody else in that region. Period.
Yeah, it really is funny. The irony that they chose Russia as the big bad guy pulling the strings, you know, pulling Trump's strings, where it seems to me like everywhere where Zionism is popping its head up, or whatever their interests are, like Russia seems to show up in opposition to it, especially like in Syria. So it's very uncomfortable. It's like, so here's the Republican Party that they probably would rather like side with Israel over Russia and Syria, but he forced them not to. And at the same time, forcing them to like defend this president against these allegations when, I don't know,
the neocons are playing out their Cold War again, right? Yeah, I mean, this is their grand idea, is they want to replay the Cold War because that is the key to unlimited defense appropriations. This is also the key to hiding the fact yeah. that we are dancing to Israel's foreign policy tune to do it under the guise of countering Russians.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and the key people to watch in this sort of recession of Trumpism is –
Bill Kristol and Max Boot. I mean, those guys have gone noticeably silent. I'm not on Twitter anymore, so I don't know what they're saying. But if the criticism and Never Trump and all that stuff has sort of collapsed and there's nothing there, there's a lot to this that, yes, he has become the latest iteration of neoconservatism.
Well, I know what Max Boot is saying on Twitter. It's like, oh, God, please, somebody buy my book. For the love of God, someone. Anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, it looks like Rock's got the bit ready. So, Childlife, thanks for calling in, brother. We're gonna talk to him a second, and then we're gonna get out of here. We're actually putting in overtime
now. Just kidding. All right, guys. Thanks.
Take it easy.
All
right,
bye. I was gonna say,
yeah, we're on OT, man. Yeah. We're clocking that OT.
Yeah, man. So let's see. Where's Rock at? Rock's right here. Rock, what do you got for me?
Oh, I'm so.
You excited?
So tired of winning, man. Tired of winning.
Aren't we all?
I'm just really excited about all the great things Trump is going to be able to do for Jews. You know, now that this monkey's off his back, it's going to be fucking amazing.
Oh, God. So that's where we're going with this.
I mean, like, do you think he's going to give them, like, Lebanon as well?
Stay tuned. Maybe that.
I mean, it's not real estate. Yeah.
Make greater Israel.
Hanukkah 2020.
Oh, man. All right. Well, here's the bit. Thank you, Rock. We're going to play it right now.
Yeah. This is the classic last-minute Rock bit.
All right. Here we go.
You'll like it.
And we're off. Take care, brother. Whoops. That would have been a good joke, but, like, I actually just fucked up. Okay, here we go.
It's the year 2019. The future. Multiculturalism and diversity have been visited upon the once proud lands of white people. Violence, sectarian strife, snack bars, and racial conflict are a social constant from which no one escapes. Well, almost no one. We join our protagonists en route to the latest incident, another indicator of a society in freefall collapse. 9/11.
No, you idiot, they didn't fake the moon landing. If you paid attention, you'd know that all the astronauts were either 32nd or 33rd degree Freemasoniuses. I don't understand. So you're saying the moon landing is real? No, you moron. They replaced the crew with Tom Hanks, Ed Harris, and, like, Patrick Swayze, and faked them coming back to Earth. There's no way they could have made their way back in that tin can. And they didn't even pack enough cold cuts to survive the trip home. Plus, the Van Halen radiation belt would have killed them instantly. No, they were captured by the Nazis, who had been operating a base on the moon since the mid-30s, when they mastered captured alien technology they were given by the Yakubians. Someday they will return to put Jews in waffle irons and trains popular again.
Oh, that big brain alien king?
Listen to me. They're actually gray and genderless. Their species have had Teen Vogue in the Learning Channel technology for thousands of years. Did you know that in space, no one can hear you dilate? They also supplied the organic matter that the Illuminati used to program the replacement of Paul McCartney following the fatal crash of the 73 Impala at Area 51.
Paul McCartney is dead?
Dead like a DN using a barbecue indoors. Are we there yet? Spores me.
Yeah, we're here. The scene's inside.
Hand me my spyglass.
Hold it right there. What's your business here? This area is off limits.
Listen, this here is Sherlock Holmes, world famous detective. We're here by special invitation.
Oh, so sorry, sirs. Go right ahead.
This appears to be some kind of mass shooting. In a mosque this time. Interesting change of scenery. All the victims are Muslims. I mean, who could possibly have any issue with Muslims? This clip here puzzles me. Why is it here in the middle of the floor? It looks out of place. It has all kinds of markings on it, almost like someone spent a significant amount of time kicking it across the floor. Oh, there's more. These bodies. They were obviously killed somewhere else and arranged here to make it seem like a shooting took place. This entire scene is staged. The smell off of these bodies is intense. They were clearly killed a long time ago.
Well, they're Muslim. The smell may just be...
Shh. I'm thinking. This manifesto is clearly a fake.
What makes you say that?
It never mentions the kikes or interdimensional lizard people at all. I mean, it reads like something who drinks tap water would write. Furthermore, the paywall is never mentioned, and the suspect does not seem to be up to date on his vaccinations.
so. It means that he's not nearly autistic enough to commit such an act. But he recorded a video of him doing it.
Yeah, I didn't see that. But I have it on good authority that the video has been digitally altered in post-production. The single screenshot I saw clearly featured cell casings that had been added in after the fact.
Then what happened here?
It's elementary, my dear Heapson. This has the fingerprints of Gory Riarchy all over it. We need to get back to the lab. I have a plan.
Oh, that was the subtle fade out. Oh, that was good. That was
the fade out.
It wasn't very long that time. That wasn't a long fade out. I was expecting like.
Well, I didn't have time to write more.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, I gotta record it right now.
You didn't have time. You didn't have time to put a longer bed on it that it would fade out for like 60 seconds. Okay. All right.
Well, that too as well.
Yeah. So there we go. Thank you, Rock. Very good. I enjoyed that.
Maybe we'll do a part two or something like that.
Ooh, do a trilogy. Ooh. Oh, it's playing again. Don't you love that
trilogy? Yeah.
Everybody loves a trilogy. Fuck yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you, everyone.
Prequels?
Sure.
Thanks, Rock.
Thank you, sir.
Going to drop you off here. Take it easy. Jazz. Ethnok. It's good to talk to you guys.
Yes, sir.
A lot of fun.
I hope you recover from the first half hour.
Hope you do, too.
Hope you do as well. Oh, get some rest, buddy.
I'm so tired. I think we're going to do a paywall show tomorrow. I'm not sure. See what happens. We're out of here. Enjoy, everyone. Oh, my God. Sorry I was late. I hope it'll never happen again. But by saying that, I guarantee it will happen again. That's how that goes. You guys take care. Alex, thank you for screening. Oh, Alex already hung up. Fuck him.
Bye, Alex.
Bye, Alex. We're out of here.